Welcome back to Yang Daily. I'll be your host, Alex Cheney, bringing you all the Yang news you need to live your life right. Apologies for being late again. Doing my very best to catch up. I will be getting right into work on the next episode after this one. Let's get to it. Quick shout out to our Tier 3 patrons, Peter Park, Shay Meehan, and Nathan Stankowski, as well as all our other patrons. You keep us all informed and engaged. If any of you out there want to join these advocates of humanity first and independent journalism, head on over to patreon.com/yangdaily. It would only take a couple of bucks a month from each listener to keep this podcast and community going and growing into the future. Now on to the news. It's been announced that H.R. 1 will be introduced in the first week of March. The bill has too much to go over in great detail, but big picture, it would end gerrymandering in federal races by mandating independent commissions for drawing district lines, expand automatic registration, early voting, same-day registration, and mail-in voting, restore the right of ex-felons to vote, require plenty of notice to voters of errors in their ballots so they can correct them, increase voting security via mandating modern equipment and voter-verified paper ballots, and increasing oversight, require transparency and donations, strengthen enforcement of existing laws at the FEC, restrict lobbying, and enact public campaign finance, increasing the impact of small donor donations sixfold, and initiating trials of democracy dollars. Worth noting as well that these changes are overwhelmingly supported by democracy experts, as well as Andrew Yang. Brightline Watch just did a survey of 527 U.S. political science experts on democracy reforms and found that greater than 87% support all of these reforms. It also measured many others, including a National Election Day holiday, ranked choice voting, 18-year Supreme Court limits, increasing the number of House members, multi-member districts, the national popular vote, and eliminating the filibuster. All of these had about 3/4 support or higher, with the exception of enlarging the House, which still had 64% support. Chart in the links. Ending gerrymandering and starting public campaign finance are two of the most important changes in H.R. 1 that we need to put people in charge of government. We really need this. Whether we will be able to get it without ending the filibuster is doubtful. The GOP and right-wing media are lobbying hard against it. This is why the filibuster needs to go. We can't get the system working properly if it's too broken to allow any of the changes to fix it. We need the filibuster gone so we can make reforms to get democratic government working for the people. With a rational and functional democracy, we can have a return to real bipartisan cooperation rather than the sham of partisan gridlock. Please impress this upon Senator Sinema and Manchin and educate and enlist the people in your life to do the same. Our future as a free country may depend on it. Some minor good news on that front. Over 40 organizations in Arizona have issued a letter to Senator Sinema pressuring her to end the filibuster. I do wish that they'd mention the threat of authoritarianism and that they would not ask quite so nicely. The correct line would be, do the right thing or we will drop our support for you in the next election. But it's good to see nonetheless. Let's back them up. Quick update on the cult of QAnon. As they've been doing for years, they continue to keep moving the goalpost, setting new dates for when Trump is really going to take power and use the military to round up all the Democrats and throw them in Guantanamo. This is essentially their version of the rapture. The next, no this time it's real date, is March 4th, based off a ludicrously silly misunderstanding of the word incorporated being used in the past, which led them to believe the U.S. was declared a corporation. It's nuts. You can read the article if you want the details, but don't expect any rationality. The most ridiculous part is that even they know they're full of it because they have already selected the next date after that one as well. But Trump knows how to handle these people. He's jacked up the rates at his D.C. hotel for that day specifically, just as he did on January 6th. Trump's lawyers really should have argued that he wasn't trying to enact a coup, he was just trying to milk his deluded cultists for money. Anyway, I bring it up because I don't want anyone deluding themselves into thinking that the cults are going away after Trump's defeat. Remember, reality is no barrier to faith. A new analysis by the Center on Poverty and Social Policy studying Biden's reforms to the child tax credit found that it would generate long-term benefits 8 times greater than the cost. I don't have time to dig into the details, but this is what we mean when we say that unconditional cash aid pays for itself. that it is not a cost, it is an investment with a positive return. We are losing money by not doing it. UBI Lab Newberry is launching a new campaign on March 4th at 1 p.m. Central called What is Basic Income? The event will feature a panel of Scott Santens, Jonathan Bartley, and Olivia Lewis to talk about how it could help communities in Newberry and across West Berkshire specifically, while also looking at the wider impacts across the UK and the world. Luke Fletcher, a member of the Synod, has also stated that he supports trials of UBI in Wales. He says that basic income should be this generation's national health service, and he is right. It's time to guarantee basic human needs. Yang expressed support for electric garbage trucks in New York the other day, which I'm happy to see. Switching to EVs is an easy way to reduce pollution and fight climate change, while also saving money. Most people think of EVs as expensive because they often have higher upfront costs to make or purchase, but what gets overlooked is that the fuel and maintenance costs are so much lower, especially for large vehicles, that the overall cost of ownership is often less than gas vehicles. And that ratio is only getting better as EVs become more mainstream. Another thing that gets overlooked is the pollution doesn't just affect climate change, though that's certainly important. It's also a health issue. Studies increasingly find that air pollution, both from tailpipe exhaust and particulates from braking, is having far more effect on us than previously acknowledged, significantly lowering health, lifespan, and intellect. Electric vehicles solve all of these problems as they not only have no tailpipe emissions, they also use regenerative braking, which essentially slows the vehicle through electromagnetic resistance rather than mechanical, meaning no brake particles in the air. The more cities swap out for EVs, the better. Yang also made local businesses in New York's Walking Bay Ridge one of his first visits since his recovery. Amazingly, he noted that Yemeni Americans run about half of the bodegas and convenience stores throughout New York. That is wild. He also relayed that New York is opening two new large vaccination sites in central Brooklyn and southeast Queens. You can check eligibility at the link below. Finally, it's once again time to welcome a new mayor for AGI. Paul Deasy of Flagstaff, Arizona, has joined the ranks as one of the first 100 mayors to be added in the next few months. See the tweet below and give him a warm welcome from the gang. And that'll do it for today's Yang Daily. Lobby Sinema and Manchin to eliminate the filibuster. Welcome Fletcher and Deasy to the UBI bandwagon. Bookmark and share the Democracy Reform Survey and the Child Tax Credit Analysis. Flood Congress with calls, tweets, faxes, and letters using the Resist Bot or Income Movement easy contacts below. If you need help, consult Humanity Forward, the Income Movement Aid Database, the Mission Asset Fund, or United Way. And don't forget to Yang Daily.